Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Leslie Silva, and Martin Arinaga. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Charles Spurgeon humored, "By perseverance, the snail reached the ark." What is it that you should do when you feel like you've come to the end of your rope? You may have heard it said, when you come to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on. American General Douglas MacArthur stated, "Age wrinkles the body. Quitting wrinkles the soul." Perseverance is an incredible attribute to possess, especially in the face of opposition. We all face resistance of some kind. And in the ebb and flow in life, there are seasons where the threshold of resistance goes up, and at other times it wanes and is seemingly more bearable. Today, our guest has faced challenges in life that literally strike fear in the hearts of women every day. She's even facing physical opposition today. She's here to talk story with us, talk story, heart-to-heart style, about how she survived, in spite of having to face setbacks and even death. As usual, we like to pause, even just for a moment, to remind you that God loves you, that God knows you, that there isn't anything that you are going through or facing today. How appropriate to have our guest with us. Because with God's help, you can overcome. You can, through the strength of the Lord, you can persevere. And we want to speak words of encouragement and hope to you in the name of Jesus Christ, and bring you closer and closer to Him. Sharon Horita is a member of West Oahu Christian Church. She is a breast cancer survivor, a head trauma survivor. She's even fighting right now uterine cancer. And through it all, she is active in her church ministry. She's assisting our very own Martin Arinaga with their small group ministry at church. She's married to Harry. They have three children, Harlan, Aaron, and Tracy. And Sharon is here, along with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, to join us in studio with you to just, like I said, talk story heart to heart. Sharon, welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
You've been through so much, Sharon, so much. Let's just get right into it. Tell us, how have you made it through?
Only with God's, knowing that God loves me. He's never left me. I can rely on His promises. And just having a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ.
Now, you know, we always start our show. We realize we have a largely local audience, Hawaii audience, and everybody likes to know, right? I mean, we want to know where you came from. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Pauoa Valley. Lived on Booth Road. And whenever people asked you where you lived in Pauoa, you would either say before or after the bridge. We were before the bridge.
What was it like growing up there in Pauoa Valley?
It was a lot of fun. We had Pauoa Stream as mm-hmm. our playground. We had a lot of trees to climb, guava fruits, we had a lot of vacant land that we could use to play so-called cowboys and Indians. We've learned to make up our own games, and it was a lot of fun. And neighbors knew each other's children, mm-hmm. so you always had to be in good behavior.
You know, let's fast forward a little bit. You graduated high school here in Hawaii, right?
Yes, McKinley High School.
McKinley High School. Home of the Tigers, right?
Right.
The Tigers. Now, as you've gone on in life, I mean, recently in, what was it, 2004, you had breast cancer. How did you find out that you had it?
It was through the annual mammogram. Mm-hmm. They had found something and said, oh, you need to come back and retake your mammogram, which I did. Then they said, there's a spot, we need to get a biopsy done. And I've had several biopsies done in the past, so this was to me another routine biopsy, except that this one really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a call a few days later from my doctor saying, I don't have good news for you.
Mm.
And so right away on the phone, I just said, okay, Lord, you're in control. You know, just help me along this way. And that's what he did.
Well, whenever a doctor says, opens his statement with, I don't have good news for you, that cannot be good. What was your reaction?
Well, I wasn't really scared. I had gone through that before. The first time I felt a lump in my breast, mm-hmm. which was maybe about 2 years before, it was always a calcified lump. It was always something benign. And so, you know, it was just, to me, just a routine kind of thing. But when he did say that it was positive, I just asked him, okay, what stage was it in? And he said, well, we can't say for sure, but it seems to be in the early stage. So I said, okay, what do I have to do now? So he said, well, do you have a surgeon? And I said, of course not.
Mm-hmm.
And so he recommended the names of two surgeons, and I took his advice. I was able to get an appointment. And as it turns out, the surgeon asked me to get a second opinion because I wanted a total mastectomy done. And he felt that I needed to have more information.
Mm-hmm.
And so he recommended an oncologist, Dr. Denny. I went to see her, and the Lord works in his ways. She turns out to be a Christian.
I know Dr. Eileen Denny.
Yes.
Yes.
And immediately, because she saw me wearing a cross,
mm-hmm.
she said, I want to pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, you know, I've never had a doctor that, you know, just said, I'm a Christian, mm-hmm. and even wanted to pray for me. So wow. She did. And everything went right after that.
Hmm.
So just knowing that, you know, God entrusted me to Christians,
yes.
doctors, I knew that I was in good hands.
Now, there are probably decisions that you have to make along the way. Now, one, of course, being led, you gave credit to God for coincidentally matching up with the doctor that you connected very well with. Along the way, I'm sure you had decisions what to do, what not to do.
Well,
do you think that was
guided prior to
well?
That, my older sister... I think it was 3 years before me, she had breast cancer. And so she had a double mastectomy. So she was there to give me advice. She was like my human support person.
Okay. Now, when we face challenges, and I did say that it's really our attitude will dictate what we come out from it. And I know a lot of people that have faced crisis, and many people out there I'm sure are in that situation. You can either go to God or you can run from God. Does that strike anything that you can recall that you, maybe you've had those thoughts and maybe the lesson you pulled out of that as far as it relates to your faith?
Well, I went to God and I said, okay, this is another test of faith for me. I've put God to the test before. He's come through on the little things. And so I figured because my life is in his hands, that he would be the one person that I would seek. Mm. And I did find comfort in him. And I kept going to Psalms 16 or 116. Mm-hmm. And as I kept reading it and reading different translations, I felt assured that everything would be okay.
I have to chuckle. I was wondering if someplace along your prayer life you said to God, God, teach me more faith. Give me more faith. It's that famous, Lord, teach me patience. Then you know what happens after that, right? All kinds of stuff comes up that tests and teaches your patience. So anyway, your faith strengthened, I guess, as a result of this. Yes. And you saw God's hand in all these different events from pulling your doctor together. And mm-hmm. So you thought life was going to be easy, no problem after that, right?
Well, I knew I'd face some struggles, but just knowing that God is with you,
right.
And you can always just draw on his strength, right. That was enough. Plus, I had my family had concerns, my Bible study group, you know, they prayed for me, my pastor. It was Pastor Chris at that time. He came very early in the morning before I was scheduled for my surgery, and we prayed, and I felt very comforted. Just having that relationship with Jesus, it sounds so simple, but it means a lot to know that he does love you and that he would never leave you or forget you.
You know, we're speaking about such a sensitive matter and a very delicate time in your life, and that it was in the process of what you're describing to us that God and your relationship with the Lord Jesus grew in ways that you probably would say was a new thing in terms of the depth of the relationship. Of course, a time like this is hard. You can't prepare for it. You can't plan for it. I mean, there you are, your family's in the midst of it. But I am curious, and when we come back from our break, Sharon, I'd like for you to share with us, because you keep going back to Jesus, back to Jesus, back to Jesus, how he's helping you through. I want to know how you came to know him. How did you come into a relationship with Jesus Christ? We need him. People need him.
Yes.
And he took you through. He's with you now. So when we come back, Sharon Orita is going to share with us how she came to know the Lord Jesus. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home. So afraid that you will not be found, it won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy spirit. smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Back to our show. I'm here with my co-host Martin Arinaga and our featured guest today, Sharon Horita. Sharon is if you were to look at Sharon in studio with us, she has a very delightful countenance. She has a very warm smile, and you would barely even know what she has endured in her life. We talk about perseverance, and here is a woman who has persevered and continues to persevere. But I know when we talk, she continues to bring back the Lord. The Lord helped me through. Jesus was with me. And so it brings to mind, Sharon, I'm wondering, how did you come to a personal relationship with Christ?
How I came to a personal relationship. Well, I've always been going to Sunday school. My parents sent us to Nuwanu Congregational. Mm-hmm. So we always went to Sunday school throughout elementary. And then when we were in intermediate school age, we started to not attend. We would go on occasions, and high school, not at all. All of a sudden, when I started working, I met this woman at work, and she was struggling. Her husband was a smoker. He was sort of your typical Japanese samurai macho man. And all of a sudden, he was stricken with throat cancer. Mm. And so we were talking about, well, it's time to go back and seek the Lord. And she wanted to know which church I would suggest to her, because in our conversations, we would every so often share about our backgrounds. And so, but she didn't think her husband would accept the Lord, but he did. And surprisingly, it was through Reverend Usumi.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought about maybe I should go back to church. But it was a little difficult for me because at that time I didn't have a car. I was living up Pacific Heights with my parents, and Nuwanu Congregational was now further up Poly Highway. And I just didn't know which church to attend, so I just did not go.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until I got married. My in-laws were going to be baptized at Honolulu Christian Church. And that's when I started going back to church. I had a car, drove them. And then when I was about a year out of our marriage, my in-laws found their own apartment and a place to stay, so I no longer had a reason to take them to church. And I didn't feel really comfortable about going to Honolulu Christian by myself. It wasn't until 1985 when my mother-in-law was going to live with us, and we bought a place in Pro City. And so she had mentioned that there's a church that meets in a cafeteria, a sister church. And so my daughter and I started attending, and that's how we got to go to Pro City. At that time, it was called Pro City Highlands. I got baptized Christmas of 86. But I still didn't have a relationship with Jesus. I knew who he was. I knew everything about him. But I just didn't realize that I did not have a relationship. And I found this out when I attended a retreat with some of the church leaders. And we were asked to share about a little about ourselves and how we got to know the Lord. And I'm sitting there listening and hearing everybody saying, talking about their relationship with Jesus.
Relationship.
And I'm going, oh, what can I say? I don't have a relationship. I mean, I pray to him, I talk to him, but I never viewed it as a relationship, like he was a go-to person that I could just bear my heart out to. And so that became a burden on my heart. And our pastor at that time was Pastor Jerry Higashi. I was attending Bible study, and through him, I was able to further my and develop a relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine there are quite a few people that, like you, Sharon, probably do attend church and actually would say, I am a Christian, and perhaps have not quite encountered the same that question, do you have a relationship? Because Jesus/God is somebody else that they may acknowledge as a higher being, but they don't have that back and forth, the talking story, that, you know, you do this for me, you're here, and that type. Don't you think so?
Well, I think there's a gap of that kind, like what you're talking about, Martin, when people... You know, that's the whole thing with religion. Religion and being religious can sometimes be the very thing that keeps us from the relationship, because we're focused on, of course, the rituals, the acts, the various customs, so to speak, of religiosity, or religious practices, and we fail to realize the very heart of this, in this case, you know, the Christian faith is the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
So, Sharon, you talked about, you know, your faith in Jesus is the one that brought you through this. So I guess that somewhat closes the gap of when you say faith in Jesus, what that means. But there's a span of time, I'm trying to, in my mind, I'm doing the math here, 2004 was your first bout with breast cancer, and this camp that you went to was when?
Oh, it must have been in the late 90s.
Okay, so there's some years mm-hmm. back in there.
Mm-hmm.
So then you came from someone who just realized that you didn't have a relationship, and then I'm assuming that someplace between then and 04, you made a decision. What occurred to have you cross that line of faith?
Well, there were a lot of times. I can't say for sure that I can pinpoint it,
mm-hmm.
but that thought was always in the back of my mind about my relationship and exactly what is this relationship. And I was too embarrassed to ask people, you know, what do you mean you have a relationship
mm-hmm.
With Jesus Christ? And in our Bible study, there were times when someone would say, oh, Jesus said this to me, or God said this, God told me this. And I used to wonder, well, how come I don't hear God telling me something?
Mm-hmm.
And every so often a thought would enter my mind and I would say, okay, God, if you do this or if this happens, then I know that you're there and I could have this relationship with you. But it was just over a period of time. I started attending the HIM conferences, listening to these national speakers come down. And I think after attending these conferences, I realized that I did have a relationship. I just needed to work at it, make it better.
When you're sharing that, Sharon, I'm thinking how the Lord says, if you seek me, you shall find me. When you search for me, with all your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, going to the HIM conferences, continuing on. You know, it's not like, I think sometimes people can think, okay, it's almost like if I say this ritual prayer, it's like a lucky charm. And all of a sudden, all goes well and the relationship blossoms into a great level of depth and faith. It takes a process, like any relationship, you know, it takes a process. Some people have a more clear and distinct view of when a turn began to take place in their life. And for others, it's you can't really pinpoint a date, a time, but you know by evidence. You know, Jesus said, the wind blows where it wishes, mm-hmm. and you hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it comes from or where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. So you see the evidence of faith in your life, Sharon, just by how you've gone through and endured the things that you've endured. I'm glad that we talked about it, though, Martin, that you brought it up and we kind of delve in, because I think people wonder, you know, how does this whole thing work in terms of the relationship with the Lord Jesus? And I think one thing is clear is that Jesus Christ wants to have relationship with you and me and everyone who's hearing. He longs. That's why Jesus came, so that he could have relationship. God created us to have relationship with him. Right. That's why we are relational beings, because God created us in his image. And to really understand relationship is to first have a relationship with God. And thank you for being so open in that respect. Now, going back, we talked about your breast cancer, mm-hmm. and how you survived that, how God orchestrated some very minute details even with your doctor, your oncologist. But then something else happened. Sometimes we think, man, when it gets tough, I'm glad I'm getting over it. Well, some people, you know, when it gets tough, it gets even tougher. And I don't know about you, but if you ever felt like, man, I don't know if I can take any more of this. And then you get piled on with a whole nother dilemma, a whole nother challenge to face. What then? You thought you were at your end. And then you're forced to tap into your reserves. But there are no reserves. Reserve energy, reserve faith. I mean, you're like empty. What happens then? If you've ever felt like that, or you feel like that right now, our guest Sharon. She can relate with you. And you know what? When we come back from our break, she's going to share what happened. What happened to her. And to really build you up. Because, you know, that's why God has us all together. You listening, wherever you are in your life. And us here in studio together. God wants us to reach out to you. To let you know He hasn't lost sight of you. He loves you and He knows you. And He has a special word for you. When we come back, Sharon Horita is going to share what happened. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arenaga Financial Group, Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, and our featured guest today, Sharon Horita. You know, a program like the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for some very generous sponsors like Dr. Kerry Ishihara, a Wahiawa dentist, generous donations of orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Burt's Union on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. A big mahalo to our sponsors. We also want to let you know that a new book has come to our shores. People have asked me for a number of years since the first release of my book, Paradise Calls. I've shared my testimony in various places all throughout the islands, various states, and even in various parts of the world. And I've written a number of books, but people always seem to come back and go, Danny, well, when are you going to republish Paradise Calls? Well, Paradise Calls is here. It is right now, I think, as we speak, it's being distributed to the various bookstores across Hawaii. It will be available in Borders and Barnes & Noble and Costco and Sam's Club and, of course, Logos. But I want to encourage you to, I think it would be a great blessing to you because of what God has done. And I've tried throughout my life and ministry to just tell of the wondrous works of the Lord, like Sharon is doing here today, just telling of what God has done. And so go ahead and get your copy, Paradise Calls, a spellbinding story of survival and hope. And I believe it would be a blessing to you. And when you do, go ahead and make sure you grab another copy or several copies as a gift to your family members and friends.
And in fact, I'm looking at a copy. It's very nice. It's a beautiful color. You've got the Pali Mountain in the background. Yeah. And Danny, you got your whole face here. Previously, you were what? The silhouettes. So you've got the whole face looking at you. So it's a wonderful Hawaiian theme for the aloha gift.
You know what, Martin? I purposely did something on the cover of it. And when you go ahead and get it and take a look at it, you'll see. I purposely made sure that, nowadays with Photoshop, you can do all kinds, right? You can actually make yourself look like somebody else. But I said, leave the scars. Leave the scars. Sometimes I joke with my wife, I said, she didn't know she was marrying Scarface with all the damage that's been done to my face, but it's there. But I think it'd be a great gift to share, and a way to share the love of Christ with somebody too, because in everything that I write, I want to make sure we get the message of love and hope, the gospel message in there. And Sharon, you're bringing God's love and hope to people today during this season in people's lives. You know, we talked before our break. You said that you, we talked about relationship with the Lord, how he saw you through. That was in 2004. Some very, very heavy things were happening. And you survived. What was it like to survive breast cancer?
It just feels good. Just to know that you've overcome something that a lot of women are not able to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of good organizations out there that are geared towards the survivors of breast cancer.
Yes.
And also to bring awareness. So having completed 5 years, I had to look forward to my fifth year, because then it would be an indication as to whether or not I'm sort of completely free of the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so 2009, I cleared the five-year mark. So then I thought, I'm home free.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And then I started spotting about, I think, from summer of 2009. But it wasn't anything that caused me any concerns, because once I was aware of it, then nothing happened. And so it was something that, okay, it's not anything I needed to be to go to the doctor for. But then Christmas came along, and it started to occur more often, more frequently. So I called the doctor's office, scheduled an appointment, and of course they can't see you right away. So they asked me if it was an emergency, and I said, no, I don't think so. So my appointment was scheduled for February. And at that time, they did a pap smear, and they said, okay, we're going to send this to the lab. We'll let you know. In March, they gave me a call and said, sorry, but it came back positive. We need to, if you want to, reschedule another pap smear to confirm it. So I agreed to that. And, of course, I already knew that it was not going to be good. I just didn't know how bad it would be, or even what kind of cancer it was going to be. Mm-hmm. And so then again, my doctor referred me to another doctor. And he was basically concerned for how I was going to accept the news that he had for me. And so I took my husband Harry with me. We went to the doctor's office, and I just sat in the room and I just prayed to the Lord that, you know, he's in control. He's done a lot for me so far. And so I'm just going to give this in up to him, and he can do whatever he needs to do with me. I wasn't sure if he was going to use me for a purpose. I just didn't know. And I didn't want to find out myself either. Mm-hmm. So the doctor gave us the news that it was uterine cancer. However, it was a stage 1B. So I said, okay.
What does that mean, stage 1B?
Stage 1B means it was in the early stage. B indicates that the active cancer cells had entered or penetrated the lining. Mm-hmm. So that meant I needed to go for either chemotherapy or radiation. So I went on the internet and read all the reviews and decided that I had no real problems with my breast cancer chemotherapy, so I would take the chemotherapy. But it was not the same as my breast cancer chemotherapy. One bag took 3 hours to go through my system. Mm. And so I had 4 of these treatments, and each time the treatment, it just wore me out. I had no energy. I didn't throw up or have that kind of side effects, but I just had no appetite. And then the last treatment, I was dehydrated, and my potassium level is low. So now I'm just on potassium supplements.
And I've seen you over, because we see each other mm-hmm. somewhat regularly, I've seen you over the months. I mean, you came in with your, not beanie, but a little scarf, and you had fun with those wigs with different yeah. colors, and she'd come in, and she'd look like 30 years younger. I'd go, hi, my name's Martin. What's yours? We'd have good fun. Right now, if you're in the studio, I'm looking at Sharon. She has her own head of hair. It's mm-hmm. it's short. It's coming out. And actually, I'm a little jealous, Sharon. I think you've got more hair than I do at this point. Well, so your treatments are going well, I suppose.
You know, we're doing this. We've been continuing this series, Hope in a Time of Crisis, and I title every one of our broadcasts, and then of course we put it up on the website. So a few days, in a little while, you'll be able to mm-hmm. go ahead and actually hear this again. You might be listening, and you might be thinking, "Oh man, I wish I heard all of it," or "I wish my auntie or my cousin or my friend could hear it." Well, you can direct them to the Good Life Hawaii radio show, thegoodlifehawaii.org. And they can access this program. And there's other programs that we talk about God's work in the lives of people and from various parts of various avenues of life. It's very relatable. Again, that's thegoodlifehawaii.org. But this one is entitled Stronger from the Inside Out. And as I look at our dear friend Sharon Horita, I can see there is a calmness of strength that only God can give. Mm-hmm. When we come back from our break, you know, we talked about her surviving breast cancer from 2004. And then now she's talking about cervical cancer and going through therapy.
But wait, there's more.
you got it, Martin. There's even more that she's gone through as things culminate in 2010. So when we come back, you're going to hear more of what God is doing. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnin and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, and our featured guest today, Sharon Horita. Sharon has survived breast cancer. She is facing in the middle of a challenge right now with cervical cancer. But something else took place. And tell us, what happened, Sharon?
Well, as I said, I was diagnosed with uterine cancer in March. And so my surgery was scheduled for the middle of April. And what happened was the week after Easter, that was the week that I was scheduled for my surgery. I was doing my usual Sunday morning walk with my girlfriend, Winnie. And after the walk, I felt faint, felt weak, and I fell backwards. But I didn't know that I had fallen backwards. Mm. And what happened was I had hit my head. And when I came to, they told me that they had called for an ambulance. And so my usual self, I said, "Why did you call for an ambulance?" And she said, "Because you're bleeding and don't get up." And then before I could protest or say anything, someone said, "Oh, the ambulance is here." So that's when I laid on my back and I just said a prayer to God that He's in control. I'm not going to worry. I just want Him to make sure that the medical team knew what they were doing and what needed to be done. Went to Polymomy Emergency, and God works in mysterious ways, and it's only after the fact that you can see His hand in everything. As soon as I got there, they questioned me, and they said, "Well, we're going to send you up to imaging," which they did. I came back down, And that's when I said I wasn't feeling well. And they shoved a pan under my chin. Mm. I coughed up two blood clots. Mm. And the emergency doctor took a look at it, and she says, you're going to Queens. I had no clue as to why I was going to go to Queens, but if that was her decision, I just pointed to my husband who was sitting down, and I, you know, let him know. And that was the last that I remembered. What I found out after my recovery was that on my way to Queens from Polymomy, my condition had worsened. And so I had to go straight up for surgery. I had brain surgery. And then I was in the recovery room. And all this time, I did not know that I had gone in for surgery. All I knew was that I was in this hospital bed and that they were shoving tubes into my chest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was just freezing cold in that room.
It's cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But because I had the tubes in my throat, I couldn't tell people that I was shivering and I was really, really cold.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as my sister grabbed my hand, I just shook her hand. I shook it really hard. And she finally got the message and asked me, are you cold? And I said, yes. So that's when they gave me extra blankets. But what I didn't know was how serious my injury was. And it was only until afterwards. My sisters had shared that they had a difficult time finding the right ICU unit. And I was in the so-called neural ICU. And by the time they came to my room, I had people praying over me. So there was Martin and Daniel. Was Daniel?
Daniel was there too. Yeah.
Daniel and some of the pastors.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they saw the group praying over me, they thought, oh no, they're too late.
She died.
And but see, I had no, the thought did not enter my mind that I was on the brink of death, or that my head injury was serious enough where I had to have brain surgery. Few days later, the neurosurgeon's assistant came in to see how my stitches were healing. And then I realized, oh no, my whole head is bald. But it wasn't. They just shaved the back part of my head,
mm-hmm.
Put me together with staples.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, you need another staple at the bottom. And so I thought, oh, okay, this is interesting. And they just got a regular staple gun to staple it. Didn't even localize the area or anything. And I'm going, oh, God.
Well, you know, Sharon, just in the way that you're describing it, you know, there's a peace that emanates from your very soul. And the Spirit of God has really graced you. But somebody today, Sharon, is probably wondering, you know, what kind of lessons have you learned? Or what lesson have you learned through the struggles that you've gone through that you might be able to just pass on one struggling person to another struggling person who's facing challenges? What would you say?
Just know that God loves you and that He would never leave you, and He's always going to be there for you. And as He said, if you seek Him, you will find Him. And that, you know, He'll be there for you. And I remember Sunday school, I had to, you know, we memorized certain verses, and the 23rd Psalm was one of them. But another one that really stayed with me is Psalm 121.
Mm.
And
love that one.
That is so true.
Yeah. What was it of Psalm 121 that stood out?
I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence comes my help, mm. and my help comes from the Lord who created heaven and earth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the exact words after that, but mm-hmm. it's something where He would not even sleep or mm-hmm. slumber, and He, you know, He's going to look after you.
Psalm 121, that's mm-hmm. a beautiful song. That's one of my favorites too. You know, Sharon, I appreciate you being here. I know, thank you, Martin, and you know, we're here for you. our dear listeners, because we know that God has his arms are outstretched to you. He loves you so very much. You know, Sharon talked about Psalm 121. I also look at this verse. As I look at you, you seem to honor him. You bless the Lord through all that you've been through. And there's something very special about that. And I wanted to read Psalm 34. Here's the scripture for today. Psalm 34, 1 through 4. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest today, Sharon Horita. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, and my technical producer, Leah Rodriguez. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
For listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave